Good morning. We are searching for a solution when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos and we need to eat the three meals. We'll focus on at least two of them right now. We'll leave Suda Shlishis, the third meal, for a later day. And we're looking for a solution. How are we able to fulfill the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos? And we're not allowed to eat matzah. We brought the halacha that's brought in Shulchan Aruch, that there's a minog or an iser to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, certainly from the morning of Shabbos, early in the morning. So maybe we can have matzah Friday night, but certainly not for the morning meal. So that's not a solution. Solution number two, possible solution number two, is what we're calling matzah ashira. Matzah ashira is bread that is made, we'd also call it pasaba bekisnin, it's bread or matzah that's made not with water, but with fruit juice, for example. Or it could be other substances as well, non-water. It could be made with eggs, etc. So our question today is, if we're going to fulfill the mitzvah, and we'll talk about not Suda Shlishis, but at least Friday night, Shabbos morning, with Pasaba Bekisnin, or it's also called Matzah Ashira, our question is, how much do you need to eat? In fact, we did see a machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch saying that as long as you didn't use water to make the matzah, it's not chametz at all. But the Ramah was concerned maybe it is considered chametz, so just b'shasat chak, when you have exigent needs, for example, somebody who can't eat normal matzah, somebody who can't eat, for example, he's elderly or not feeling well, so then you can use matzah shira. Otherwise, the Rama was concerned maybe there is chametz here. So in any case, if we're along the shita that we are going to fulfill the mitzvah with matzah shira on Friday night, Shabbos morning, how much do you need to eat of it? So in fact, the Shulchan Aruch paskens as follows: Shemavarchin hamotzi apas haba bekisnin. You can say hamotzi. You do say hamotzi. Netilas yadayim hamotzi lechem min haaretz on this pas haba bekisnin. That is our matzah ashira, the egg matzah if it's not made with any water, or the fruit juice matzah. Rak im kovim aleh seuda. Only if you're a koveya seuda, if you have a meal, you make it, or you have a kvius of a meal, it's a real meal. It's, in other words, it's not enough to get by with a kazayis of it. You have to have a kvius seuda. What does that mean? So we're going to see that there are at least three opinions. What does it mean that you have to be koveya seuda on this matzah ashira in order to be able to say hamotzi lechem min haaretz in advance and to say birkas hamazon afterwards? So shita number one is that you need to eat a volume of this matzah ashira of 3 to 4 beitzim, this volume of 3 to 4 eggs. That's opinion number one. Opinion number two, if the shir is the amount of food that people typically eat in a seuda. So if you typically eat X, the volume of X, that's what you have to have of this matzah ashira in order to be koveya seuda on it. That's opinion number two. And opinion number three is the Magen Avraham. He's more lenient. It's brought in the Mishnah Berurah as well. And he's of the view that even if you don't have a kviyu seuda volume amount from the matzah ashira itself, you can combine the rest of the food that you eat in that seuda, and together between the matzah ashira you have and the other food that you have in the meal, as long as that's its amount of kaviyu seuda, that would be sufficient in order to say hamotzi in advance and birkas hamazon thereafterward. So the bottom line, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is that how much of the matzah ashira do you need to eat if you're going to fulfill the mitzvah of having the seuda on Shabbos Friday night, Shabbos morning? You have to have a kvius on it. You have to be koveya seuda, and we saw three different opinions on that. There's a second view, much more lenient, the Or Zeruah, who says that Shabbos is koveya. What that means is that even though during the week something that you're eating may be considered a snack, it's possible, bekistmin, you're going to say a mazonos on it, but because it's Shabbos, it has more of a significance to it, and even if it would be considered a snack during the week, on Shabbos, it's going to have the ability, we're going to be able to have a seuda on it. We're going to wash in advance, we're going to say hamotzi, we're going to bench afterward, even though it's just a snack. That is the view of the Or Zeruah. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, somewhat in that vein, but he's of the view that when you eat something on Shabbos as your kvius, as your seuda, because the seuda is an obligation, that obligatory meal, if you have it on this pasaba bekisman, if you have it on the matzah shira, that reverts it to being a kvius on the seuda. So even though you're not fulfilling the koveya seuda that we discussed in the shita of the Shulchan Aruch, but because you're eating it as part of an obligatory meal, that automatically causes it to be a kvius, and you don't need to have 3-4 eggs. You can have much less than that, even though it would be typically a snack. So we have 3 different opinions on this. How much do you need to eat in order to fulfill the mitzvah of a seuda of lechem mishnah via eating this pas haba b'kisnin, this matzah ashira on Shabbos? 3 different opinions on this. In fact, Rav Moshe Feinstein is of the view that this is the preferred method, rather than having of real chametz on Erev Pesach Shechal b'Shabbos, rather than having real bread Friday night, Shabbos morning. His preference is to have the matzah ashira. And you would have your 2 meals, Friday night, Shabbos morning, with matzah ashira, and that is how you would fulfill your mitzvah of lechem mishnah, and those would be your first 2 seudas. We're not talking about the seuda shlishis yet. Just a couple additional points is that what we're trying to do is we're trying to avoid having a problem of having chametz around. So we're going to get rid of all the chametz before Pesach starts, before Shabbos starts. That Shabbos is Erev Pesach, so we're going to get rid of all the chametz, and all we're going to have is this matzah ashira left, and we're going to use it to be koveya Friday night, Shabbos morning. So we would use the ideally disposable dishes, disposable items, in order to eat this matzah ashira. We've said that some poskim can view it as it's not chametz at all, but others are concerned maybe it's chametz. So the ideal is to eat it with disposable tablecloth, disposable plates, etc. So we'll get rid of it because we don't want it touching the real non-chametz items. On this meal, it doesn't matter. Meaning, if we're just going to be having pesedik food and we're not going to put it back in the fridge and use it for the nighttime when we have the Lela Seder during Pesach, it doesn't matter. But otherwise, we should keep it away from chametz items because we don't want to have any chametz items around. We could also ideally keep it away from pesedik food and items. In order to be strict, maybe it's chametz, maybe it's not chametz, so we want to be strict on both sides. And another important point is that it should be eaten only up until the end of 4 hours, again, on the concern that it may be chametz. According to those shitas that say that it is chametz, you can only eat it up until when you can eat chametz. Chametz, you have to finish eating by the end of the 4th hour, so to the matzah shira, you can only eat, according to many poskim, up until the end of the 4th hour. Have a wonderful day.